In response to alcohol abuse on North American campuses, some people have called for a ban on all marketing of alcoholic beverages on campuses. However, banning marketing would not reduce alcohol abuse any more than banning college marketing by automakers would reduce reckless driving. In fact, a ban could do more harm than good.
Just a minute. Let's consider the financial situation of students. Are you honestly saying that students should spend their money and the money of their parents on booze? I can't imagine my mother's reaction if I spent textbook money on a six-pack of East Wind Light.
Okay, well, I can see that I'm up against some pretty tough customers here. And certainly you are right to thoroughly question me. But please hear me through. There are 5 points which I'd like to raise to support my position. First, any attempted ban on students' exposure to alcoholic beverages through advertising and marketing could impose a forbidden fruit image on alcoholic beverages. The stronger the portrayal of alcohol as undesirable, the stronger the desire to taste forbidden fruit. If you think more carefully, you'll agree with me that this side effect of banning will only blur the distinction between responsible use, which contributes to good health and social enjoyment, and excessive use, which causes serious health and social problems. Second, at East Wind Brewery, the college marketing staff and campus representatives promote effective alcohol education and integrate this theme into all activities. One of the ways this is accomplished is by making non-alcoholic beverages readily available at any event where our products are available. Third, East Wind and other alcoholic beverage industry groups also increasingly fund and promote on-campus alcohol education awareness programs in conjunction with campus marketing activities. For example, Bacchus, spelled B-A-C-C-H-U-S, which stands for Boost Alcohol Consciousness Concerning the Health of University Students, is now active on 121 campuses. And other similar groups receive support from many large corporations, including the alcoholic beverage industry. The reason why Bacchus succeeds is that it is a student-based program. What I mean is that the program uses peer pressure and peer education to reduce alcohol abuse by encouraging responsible decisions. My fourth point is that much of the money that our company spends on campus marketing really goes to support scholarship programs, campus charity, fundraising events, extensive social activities such as dances, film series and concerts and athletic programs. I'm sure you'll agree with me that all these activities are healthy alternatives to simply going out and getting drunk.